Connecticut is going to get a new governor next week. The lieutenant governor, Republican Jody Rell, will replace Governor John Rowland. He announced his resignation last night amid federal and state investigations into charges of improper gift-taking. Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca reports on how the state's reacting to the change.
Perhaps it's too much for one state to have the men's college basketball champions, the women's college basketball champions, and a governor who doesn't accept cash, gifts, and vacations from contractors who do business with the state. In any case, last night's announcement by Connecticut Governor John Rowland suggested that either these charges of wrongdoing go, or I do.
Effective at noon on July 1st, I will officially step down as governor and pass this honor on to Lieutenant Governor Jody Rell, who is a very fine and a very capable and experienced public servant.
Lieutenant Governor Rell does have a certain winning quality, says John Orman, a professor of political science at Connecticut's Fairfield University.
The most important thing about her, she has this great political quality. She's not John Rowland.
The distaste for Rowland was evident in the public opinion polls. More than two-thirds of the state said he should resign. And on Main Street in Westport, Martha Stewart's former hometown, residents like Mary Lou Hines, Ina Phillips, and Lois, who didn't want to give her last name, said they were glad to see their governor choose to become their ex-governor.
I think it's way overdue.
I think it's about time.
It sounds like he did a lot of wrong things, and he's got to fess up, and I think his timing is good if he wants to save face at all.
Nutmeg State residents formed their opinions not just because of Rowland's actions, but his reactions. The governor's response to the copious evidence that he accepted favors was a political version of Elizabeth Kubler-Ross's five stages of grief: denial, tele-apology, anger, stonewalling, and finally, resignation. The people of Connecticut were also resigned, if not a little bitter and cynical. That cynicism can be surmounted, says Gary Rose, the chairman of the History and Political Science Department at Sacred Heart University in Fairfield.
We are the land of steady habits, and we're the Constitution state. So we have to learn from this. We have to learn quite quickly, however, and it's nothing that we're going to shrug off, that's for sure, because we have always been a people here who have taken great pride in the role of government and what government does for people.
What the government has been doing for people in Connecticut is embarrassing them, or at least that's true in a series of high-profile corruption cases to hit the state in the last few years. The ex-mayor of Bridgeport is serving a 9-year federal sentence for crimes including bribery and extortion. The mayor of Waterbury was convicted of sexually abusing 2 8- and 10-year-old girls. And Rowland's treasurer pled guilty to money laundering and violating the RICO statute. Professor Orman says the state is eager to rehabilitate its image.
I think Connecticut is getting kind of tired of being called by its neighbors Corrupticut. We'd like to make sure we clean our house and start all over again.
Maybe the state can turn the Rowland ordeal into something positive. A corruptitunity, if you will. Resident Ina Phillip calls herself an optimist, and while no fan of Rowland or the Republicans, she's hoping for the success of his successor.
Do you think that the new governor can rehabilitate the party by being really above board and clean as a whistle?
I'm sure that it would be in his or her best interest to do so.
I take it when you say his or her, you're not that familiar with the lieutenant governor.
Exactly. I really don't know who the lieutenant governor is.
All right. Sorry. Guess, man or woman?
I'm going to guess it's a man, but I'm not sure. It's a woman. Sorry.
On July 1st at noon, Connecticut will swear in its new governor, Jody Rell, a.k.a. not John Rowland. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.